This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. We turn in this part of the program to the state of the nation's jails and prisons. There's a comprehensive new report out. Among its findings, more than 100,000 prisoners are released each year with communicable diseases. And some states pay their prison guards just a little more than $9 an hour. The study concludes that America's prisons are in trouble. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
This kind of report doesn't come along that often. That's because to examine the state of U.S. prisons, you have to look in 50 different places, every state in the country, to see what's happening. That's what the Commission on Safety and Abuse in America's Prisons did over the past year and a half. And what they found is a system on the brink of disaster.
This is a system we're spending $60 billion a year for. This is a system where we currently accept a recidivism rate of over 60% nationally, where hundreds of thousands of people are being released every year with communicable diseases.
Alex Buzanski is the staff director for the commission.
These are public institutions, our jails and prisons. If these were our public hospitals or our public schools, and those were the numbers that we were talking about, we would talk about closing those institutions down immediately and about demanding immediate reform.
The commission is privately funded and nonpartisan, staffed with a who's who in criminal justice of both parties. There's a former attorney general, former FBI director, both victims and prisoner advocates, as well as current prison officials. The commission heard from more than 100 top prison officials from across the country, and it compared data from hundreds of prisons nationwide. But the panel faced a huge challenge. The report found, quote, stunning gaps in the information prisons are providing to the public. And according to commission members, some of what they did learn seems implausible. On the question of violence in prisons, the commission found some states with hundreds of assaults in each facility. Three states, though, reported that there was not a single assault in any facility in their state in over a year. On the issue of prison staff, the report found, quote, an extraordinarily unstable workforce, where almost one in five officers leaves the job every year. It says low pay and low prestige are to blame. Some prisons in rural areas are having trouble competing with Walmart for workers. Staff Director Alex Buzanski says too many of the facilities they examined have the wrong mindset.
It is us versus them. It is corrections officer versus inmate. Us versus them works if there's an enemy. We're not at war with the people inside our jails and prisons.
Commissioners say it can be easy not to care about inmates locked behind concrete walls. But 95% of all inmates currently incarcerated will be released back to the public one day. Commissioner Richard Dudley says that makes prisons a public problem. Dudley's a New York psychiatrist. He says he has one word to describe the state of medical care and mental health in prisons.
Alarming.
Dudley says he was most shocked to find that almost one in five prisoners suffer from a serious mental illness. And in some of the prisons they visited, there was only one medical doctor to treat 2,000 or 3,000 inmates.
That's a big deal. I mean, if you took one doctor and put, you know, him or her out in the general population, they couldn't handle that number of people. But we're not talking about the general population here. We're talking about a population that is likely much more ill. So it becomes a totally impossible task.
The report also criticizes the widespread use of long-term isolation to manage problem inmates. The commission found solitary confinement is too severe, too common, and has not reduced prison violence. UC Santa Cruz professor Craig Haney has studied the effects of solitary confinement on inmates and testified before the commission.
These environments do nothing at all positive for the people who are confined in them, and for many of them do real, tangible damage.
In their year-long study, the commissioners did find some facilities trying innovative ways to solve some of these problems. They'll talk about that and the rest of their findings today when they present their report to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.